Thailand Casino Initiative may increase allowed casino space. Thailand's Ministry of Finance has proposed an amendment to the draft entertainment complex bill, seeking to increase the allowable casino gaming space to 10% of a complex's total floor area. The current version of the bill limits gaming areas to 5% of the total space within integrated resorts. Deputy Finance Minister Julapun Amarnvivat confirmed that discussions on this matter are still ongoing, reflecting continued deliberations within the government on how to regulate and allocate space for casino operations. The Council of State has been actively working on the bill, consulting with various government agencies through four separate meetings since the cabinet approved the draft earlier this month. Secretary General Pakorn Nilprapunt has indicated that several key aspects of the legislation remain under discussion. The Council of State has been given 50 days to finalize its review before the bill advances to the next legislative stage. As it stands, the draft bill mandates that casino operations within these entertainment complexes must be managed by private firms with a minimum paid-up capital of 10 billion Thai bahts, approximately $285 million United States dollars. The government is considering a concession model, similar to that used in Macau, where private companies would collaborate with state entities. While the final number of integrated resort licenses has not been confirmed, reports suggest that up to 5 could be issued, including at least 2 in Bangkok. Several international gaming companies have expressed interest in establishing operations in Thailand, including Las Vegas Sands, Genting Singapore, Galaxy Entertainment Group, Melco Resorts, and MGM Resorts. MGM Resorts has previously stated that any bid for a Thai integrated resort would be handled through its Macau-based subsidiary, MGM China. Legislative progress on the casino bill. Deputy Finance Minister Julapun Amarnvivat has stated that the draft bill is expected to be presented to the House for consideration during the current legislative session, which is scheduled to run until mid-April. He has been working closely with the Council of State to refine the bill's technical aspects, particularly the requirements that operators must meet to establish Thailand's first legalized casino resorts. The proposed resorts are expected to include a mix of businesses beyond gaming to attract investment, enhance tourism, and boost visitor spending. To ensure that the bill aligns with the government's broader objectives, Julapun has suggested that representatives from the executive branch be involved in future discussions with the Council of State. Two deputy secretaries to the Prime Minister have already been assigned to participate in these meetings to ensure the bill remains consistent with the government's strategic vision. The Thai government is modeling its integrated resort framework on existing developments in Singapore and the United States. Julapun has outlined the expected economic benefits of these entertainment complexes, projecting that they could initially increase economic growth from 2% to approximately 2.8%, with the long-term goal of reaching a sustainable 5% growth rate. The cabinet approved the draft bill earlier this month and referred it to the Council of State for further examination. The review process is ongoing, with discussions focusing on potential revisions to key provisions, including the expansion of gaming areas within integrated resorts. The final decisions made during this process will help shape the regulatory landscape for Thailand's casino industry as the bill moves forward in the legislative process.